Back in Washington state, politicians and labor leaders yesterday attended a celebratory lunch in downtown Seattle. Democrats were savoring their victories, but also contemplating the tough choices awaiting progressives in Congress this month. KUOW's Amy Radel has this report.
The luncheon at the Catholic Seafarers Center in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood was a time for Washington's newest Democratic members in Congress to celebrate and thank their union supporters. Of the newcomers, only Democrat Derek Kilmer was absent, having taken his family on a post-election vacation to Disneyland. But Denny Heck, who won in the newly created 10th Congressional District, was there.
We're feeling pretty good. Some bizarre combination of elation and relief. And as soon as we stop being excited about it, we'll get a good night's sleep and then roll up our sleeves and go to work because there's a lot of work to be done.
Susan DelBene, who won in Washington's 1st Congressional District, was also in attendance. Her post-election honeymoon will be even shorter since she's getting sworn in next week. She won a special election to serve out Jay Inslee's remaining term in Congress before starting the regular term in January.
I ask for all of you to continue to engage in the conversation with me, to help educate me on issues. My door is open once I figure out where my door is.
Representative Adam Smith, who was reelected in the 9th District, noted that DelBene will be thrown into looming budget negotiations.
Susan, you are extraordinarily lucky. You get to be sworn in right away and participate in the lame duck session with the rest of us.
Those negotiations will involve almost every hot-button budget issue. With end-of-the-year deadlines looming, or the so-called fiscal cliff, Congress must decide whether the Bush-era tax cuts should expire, whether government programs, including defense, should be cut dramatically, and whether programs like Social Security and Medicare should face changes as well. Congressman Smith laid out the difficult choices facing progressives. He said he believes a budget can be reached that protects Social Security and Medicare. But he said while Democrats campaigned on letting tax cuts expire only for those making over $250,000, the truth is they'll need to raise taxes on earners below that amount to make the numbers work.
I got to tell you, the numbers are the numbers, and we can't act like we can just raise taxes on people over $250,000, cut nothing, and it's all good. It's not. Doesn't add up. Unless you want to make the case to me that the deficit doesn't matter. And I'll tell you, hundreds have tried. None have yet succeeded.
One of the people who disagrees with Smith on this is Dave Freiboth, head of the King County Labor Council.
I think we have a fundamental difference on the deficit concerns. I think that's the one fundamental issue that I have with him and the need to deal with it in the short term.
Freiboth says he's fine with reversing the Bush-era tax cuts for incomes below $250,000. His biggest priority is protecting entitlements, which he calls earned benefits. But it's clear from Smith's preview that there will be sharp differences, even among Democrats, as the negotiations proceed. He says Democrats will need to agree to spending cuts in programs besides defense and to admit that there is no chance of a balanced budget in the short term. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.